Just days ago, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission began a pilot program called Act Digital. It's the first step in the agency's move toward an online charge system. It's designed to streamline the submission of discrimination charges to the EEOC. Officials there hope the Act Digital program will cut paperwork and improve customer service. For more, we turn to Kathy Ventrell-Monsis. She's the senior counsel to EEOC Chairwoman Jenny Yang. Kathy, good morning. Thanks for joining me.
Good morning. Terrific to be here.
So tell us, first of all, give us some background on the scope of the filings and discrimination charges that come into the EEOC every year.
Sure. The EEOC receives about 90,000 charges of discrimination almost every year. We have almost reached 100,000 in the past few years. So that's our most frequent interaction with the public. And so our first phase of Act Digital focuses on the private sector charge system.
And so what is involved in terms of paperwork? How many, what is the volume that this produces, these 90 to 100,000 charges?
So actually, those are the 90,000 charges from individuals, plus another 90,000 notices that would actually go to the employers who have been charged with the discrimination. And then multiply that by the paper that the employer then provides to the EEOC in response to explain their position after an allegation of a charge of discrimination. So we just multiply 90,000 times 90,000 times another 90,000, and you can see how much paper we can save when we move to a digital charge system.
All right, so the first rollout, it begins with an individual filing something with the EEOC, and then that starts this kind of back and forth between the EEOC and the employer, and then back
That's right.
To the EEOC. Okay, so tell us about the plan, the Act Digital. What is the first component of it that you are fielding?
So what we did is to look at what are those most frequent communications between the EEOC and an individual with a charge and the employer, who we call a respondent. And because the EEOC by law is required to notify every employer against whom a charge is filed, we started with that piece of the communication. And so what Act Digital does in its first phase are four basic steps through a secure portal that an employer can view and download the charge of discrimination, can review an invitation to mediate, which is one of our most successful programs, to submit a position statement, and the employer can also provide and verify their contact information, which obviously streamlines the communications when it's an accurate piece of information.
So you're starting with almost like the second leg in this whole relay race, but the employee would still send something in paper initially?
Yes. For this beginning phase, we still have individuals submitting charges through our system. Many, many individuals actually come to the EEOC. We either talk to them on the phone or in person and counsel them before they file a charge. That's a key component in our investigation system to help them understand if they actually have a charge. There are thousands. We get over several hundred thousand inquiries a year that actually do not become formal charges of discrimination.
I guess the best way to avoid paperwork is to head it off in the first place.
Yes, absolutely. And as we go into our next phases, we're going to consider the efficiencies that we can build into the process to work with individuals in how we prepare charges and when they may become digital as well.
So in many ways, this is almost like a case management system that you're building.
It is part of our case management system. That's absolutely true. But at this point, for the EEOC, since this is the heaviest volume of work for the agency, so in the staff work group that put this together and really did a terrific job in looking at where we can gain really quick and easier savings for the agency, and not only in times of paper and time for staff, but also the interaction with the public. So already we've heard from employers and corporate counsel who are thrilled just with the ability to submit documents online to the EEOC to verify their contact information will mean big benefits for them as well as the EEOC.
We're speaking with Kathy Ventrell-Montes. She's senior counsel to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission chairwoman, Jenny Yang. And a moment ago, you said that the employers will be able to see some things online now that had been transmitted by paper. Does that mean there's some sort of an imaging component that they can take a look at documents that were sent in originally by an employee?
Yes. So the charge of discrimination, which starts the entire investigative process, right now is served by paper to an employer against whom the charge is filed. What this system will do will provide a notice to the employer, and if we have their email, we can email the notice. If we don't, we still have to start the system with a paper notice. But that notice gives the employer a password, the charge number, and will enable them to log into a secure system, a portal, where they can then see the charge, download the charge. And the other benefits, though, are we have enhanced our invitation to mediation, which, again, used to just be a paper form that said, here's our mediation program. But we had a group of staff who said, this is a time where we can really encourage more employers to mediate their disputes, to resolve them earlier. And so we frankly just jazzed up the mediation page to make it much more inviting so that more employers would accept mediation.
And what is the geographical scope of the pilot that you have fielded?
So for the first phase, we're starting off in all of the offices of the EOC Charlotte District. So in North Carolina, that's Charlotte, Greensboro, and Raleigh. In Virginia, it's Norfolk and Richmond, plus Greenville, South Carolina. And then San Francisco also started last week. So we have some on the East Coast, a big one on the West Coast. Then in the next few weeks, our offices in Denver, Detroit, Indianapolis, and Phoenix will begin their pilots. And that'll give us a really good test base to work through whatever kinks there may be in the system. We're already getting feedback from both employers and our staff on ways that we can easily improve in the first phase.
And just a couple of questions about the long term here. What sort of backlog of cases does the EEOC have, and do you hope that this system will eventually start to speed up things so that the backlog gets reduced?
The EEOC, we always have a goal of for more improved case management, and our pending workload is about 70,000 charges of discrimination. So the EEOC is a very small agency with a limited budget, and even when it was started 50 years ago, this is our 50th anniversary, Congress at that time thought the EEOC would get about 2,000 charges its first year. It received about 9,000. So yes, we absolutely believe that this system is one of the components to help the agency better manage its workload.
And by digitizing all of this incoming information and the responses by the employers and so forth, do you think there's a possibility that the your ability to analyze the trends in discrimination claims and how they're resolved and maybe where they occur and so forth will be enhanced in some manner?
Yes, so that is one of the goals. So when we bring efficiencies to how we do our work, that allows us to spend more time focusing on what we call strategic enforcement. So the ability to identify where those trends are, where EEOC's enforcement activities, our outreach, can make a much bigger impact, because the ultimate goal is to stop and prevent discrimination, and that's our focus.
All right, and what's your timeline for getting all of the components built and deployed?
The goal is, after this phase one test of a few months, we'll then make adjustments as needed, and then have a rollout to all of the EOC's 53 offices by October 1st.
All right. Kathy Ventrell-Montes is Senior Counsel to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission Chair, Jenny Yang. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.